Well, good morning. Welcome along to the Cowpie Country Show. Rain is clearing with plenty of sunshine and clear skies. There is the risk of the odd shower or two, apparently. But blue sky is blessing us after the rainfall we had this morning. Feeling fresh with a top temperature of 20 degrees Celsius. Good morning to you. Very special breakfast show. So good morning, Izzy Brooks.
Good morning, Neil Monday. How are you?
I'm fine. Yourself? Keeping well?
Yeah, good. It's been a while since we've cosied up together. Nice to see you.
And you too.
Lovely to be back here. It's my third year here. Was it like your 15th or something?
No. I did my first one in 2008.
Yes,
so? Or 2009, sorry, 2009.
Oh, wow.
It's been a long time.
It's grown, hasn't it? It's bigger and better. Even walking through the fields this morning as I walked over the horizon in the rain. By the way, the sunshine now.
It is.
I was thinking there's so many more tents and so many more attractions. It's amazing.
This show goes on from getting bigger and bigger and bigger for a one-day event. It's massive now.
It's great. It's going to be a fantastic family event.
There's the wake-up call.
Oh, who's that? It's normally a moo, isn't it?
Anyway, welcome along everybody to the Cowpie Country Show 2017. We are at the Blue Anchor Showgrounds, Blue Anchor Farm, Blindley Heath. This is on the Lingfield traffic lights. That's the best place to put it.
Yeah, just opposite the petrol station, isn't it? That's how I remember it. Petrol station, brake, turn right.
Or left.
Yeah,
depending which way you're coming.
This is very true. I'm glad you invited me now, aren't you? So we've got some new attractions to the main ring. There's going to be Jonathan Marshall, a horseback falconry show.
Yeah, I've heard about this, and he's going to fly flying birds, obviously one-handed, because he has to catch them as well. And I don't know if he's going to go zero-handed on the horse to rotate the lure. That would be interesting, so I can't wait.
And maybe the
horse
goes back up onto two legs as well and rears up. It's brilliant, isn't it? I mean, just normal falconry, as if that isn't enough, on a horseback. Horse. Amazing. Whatever next.
And we've got tractors for you.
Oh, there's some beautiful... If tractors are your thing, hey, kids, if you're listening, tell this to Mum and Dad. You want to see some bright, shiny new tractors. There's some amazing ones. I know what the green ones are called. They're John Deere's. We've got some yellow JCBs over there, some New Hollands, some Massey Ferguson's. Check me out. I've been doing my revision.
You know your tractors.
But also, the Stunt Riders Live Tour is going to be happening as well. Do you know much about that?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to tell you more later.
Oh, I love it when you tease me.
Shocking, girl, shocking. Behave yourself this morning. You're in a field with the birds.
And the cows.
The bees. The cows. And the alarm clock's gone off. Oh, how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm feeling perky. I'm ready.
Good morning, the Cowboy Show.
And Izzy, you're out there talking to somebody all about country bits and pieces. Tell us more.
Hi, Neil. Yeah, so my coat is off and my wellies are on. And joining me here is Rachel from Blooming Good Nursery. It's one of the many, many stalls that are here. This is Rachel. It's your second year. So tell us why you've chosen to come back to Cowpie.
We think Cowpie is just a lovely country show, organised obviously by the Young Farmer Society, who are so enthusiastic, really good bunch of people, and make a real big effort in making a lovely show and a lovely day.
It's fabulous. There's a real hubbub of activity. Everyone's sort of setting up. And in your display, you've got some beautiful plants and flowers. What is it that Blooming Good Nursery does then?
We're predominantly a trade nursery, but we do country shows like this, obviously, to build our public awareness. Mainly growing hardy herbaceous perennials and hanging baskets.
Fabulous. So what should I be planting in my garden right now? You've got some gorgeous colours here.
We've got some lovely irises popping out into colour, geums as well, and obviously we're a week away from the Chelsea Flower Show, so plenty of inspiration here today for you.
Yeah, so what should I buy? And what's this pink one here? I love this. What's this?
That's Armeria Dusseldorf Pride. It's classed as a sort of alpine, hardy, evergreen, and tolerates sort of coastal sea winds and breezes as well.
Fabulous. Oh, I'm going to have to bag myself a couple of plants. What is it that you're looking forward to seeing here today, Rachel?
The sunshine, hopefully.
It's on us. I can feel it. My coat's off. Come on, get your clothes off.
Pardon?
Yes, hopefully it's going to be a good day.
Just a little bit enthusiastic, me, Neil, you know.
Oh, I know. Don't worry. It's fine. Oh, by the way.
Yes.
Could you report back to this wonderful outside broadcast unit in about 10 minutes?
Yes.
Because I've set you up with something.
Oh, no. Last year, I had someone jump over my head on a quad bike. Oh, no, on a motorbike. The year before, I was on the back.
I've given you something a little more genteel this year.
Oh, thank goodness. I can breathe a sigh of relief.
Not dangerous. I won't have your husband on the phone saying, "Oh, don't let her do that."
Like last year.
Izzy, I hear you found yourself a doggy.
Oh, Neil, I tell you what, I want to take one home. What a gorgeous... I'm with Just Springer Rescue, and joining me is Jenny, who's one of the handlers, and Becca, a gorgeous Springer Spaniel. I can't imagine anyone not wanting these dogs. Where do you get them from?
We get them from people whose lifestyles have changed, because they need a lot of exercise, so you can't really leave them at home for lots of hours. So that's the sort of thing. It's always sad, and sometimes they're strays as well.
And so why are you bringing them here to the Cow Pie Show today?
Oh, they love us at the Cow Pie Show. They love to come and see the dogs, and we're here fundraising, obviously. Yeah.
There's quite a few here in the background having a little yap. Are they going to be all coming out and having a little wander around?
Yep, they'll all be out. Everyone's welcome to come and stroke them. They're all friendly, so that's what we're here for today, just to make everyone aware of the charity, really.
So it's Just Springer's Rescue. Do you sell dogs here today? Is that the aim, or rehome them?
Yeah, it's just to raise money. If people want to adopt a dog, they have to complete forms and have home checks and stuff like that. So it's not immediate. It's a slow process.
Damn, I was hoping to take one home with me today. Or maybe two. My husband would have a fit. Oh, well, the sun's shining. What are you looking forward to seeing here today yourself, Jenny?
Yeah, anything. I think the motorbike with the fire looked quite interesting. But yeah, I'm not sure what the dogs will think.
Yeah, maybe they might want to get back in the car for that one. Although, knowing Neil, I'll probably be on the back of it. Yeah, Neil, these dogs are absolutely adorable. Do pop along if you're coming down to Kyle Pie today. It's the Just Springer's Rescue. It's a great charity to support, and these dogs really would love some help.
Now, Izzy, if you go and have a word with the young lady to your right-hand side, she will tell you all about the dog show, the Just Springer Rescue Dog Show, which is coming up very, very soon. It's the lady to your right. And that's your left ear.
You know me, I don't know my right and left. Oh, I'm walking to
turn to the right. Turn to the right.
And right again.
And right again. Forwards. Left. Left. Oh, God, she's going round in circles now. You've gone too far. It's back at the Springer Rescue Stand.
Yes. Oh, you're going to tell me about your own show. No way.
On the 23rd of July at Horn, which is behind the Jolly Farmer pub, which is obviously fabulous. And it's just to raise money for our charity. And it's a fun day. It's a fun show. Bring your dogs along. Have a bit of fun. Get your photo taken.
And by show, what do you mean? Will they be doing a performance of Wicked or...?
No, it's fun classes you can take your dog into. So waggiest tail, prettiest bitch, that sort of thing. And we've got displays coming. So we've got dancing dogs, gun dogs, police dogs. Some of the dogs we've rehomed. Because we rehomed through the services as well, so we've got a fire dog coming and a police dog coming that have come through the charity.
That sounds fabulous. I've got a dog, and he's a bit of an old man. He's a bit rickety in his old hips. What can my old man dog get involved in?
Go in the old age pensioner class, the veteran class. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
That's the class they're going to put me in.
Yeah, we'll pop Neil in that class.
All dogs, not just Springers. So we've got classes for everyone.
Oh, super. So any breed of dog, Jolly Farmers, 23rd of July, in behind the Jolly Farmers pub.
Jolly Farmer in Horn, which is not far from here.
Not far from here. Lovely. Another great Surrey event there.
Are you going to come along then, Izzy?
Yeah, why not?
Because I'm going.
Yeah, sounds good.
Because I'm commentating.
Oh, wonderful.
So I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that sounds brilliant. Well, thank you very much for talking to me today. Jenny and Becca, how do you get your coat so shiny? I have to get some tips from you. Pond water, yes, pond water. Must go find myself a pond to jump in. Spruce up the hair.
Izzy, sprucing up the hair. I mean, you've been at it all morning in this box, all right? In the OB unit. Camera out on the phone, brushing
licking
the hair.
My hair.
Puffing
my
it
hair.
Up. Oh, dear.
I'm a bird. What can I say? I like to fluff my hair.
Susie Radio 103.4, live from the Cow Pie Country Show 2017. It's Neil Monday and Izzy Brooks. Now, Izzy.
Hello.
I know you're a little bit of a daredevil thing, and you like doing bits and bobs and getting a bit dangerous, but I'm not going to make you dangerous today.
Oh, thank goodness. I do like to go out of my comfort zone, though.
But I'm going to put you out of your comfort zone, nonetheless.
Oh, my.
Good morning, Luke.
Morning.
Now, you're one of the organisers here at Cow Pie.
Yes.
Just tell us a little bit about the show before we start.
Well, the show's been going for many years. It's run and organised by Surrey Young Farmers and a huge committee of fans and helpers that want to come along. Today here is our one-day show as a main fundraiser for Surrey Young Farmers, really, for the year, to fund the youngsters throughout the year doing their activities in clubs across Surrey.
Now, we come along every year and we do a little bit of a live broadcast and we thoroughly enjoy being here. And there's so much. You've got some brilliant new arena acts this year.
Yes, indeed we have. Yeah, so every year we try and spice up the arena and try and do different things so public can keep coming and seeing different things every year. We've got a man on horseback doing falconry. We've got all sorts of other things going on, gun dogs, machinery displays, and of course we've got the young farmers in action in the main ring, which hopefully I'll be assisting commentating later, which they're sort of setting up for the first competition now, really.
Right, talking of machinery displays, Izzy?
Yes?
You're going for a driving lesson, my dear.
Oh, wow, yeah. No.
In that John Deere tractor, which is the biggest one we could find.
I've always wanted to drive a tractor. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I am so on board.
So, Luke, if you'd like to take Izzy over.
Let's go, yeah.
Some instruction. I'll keep the microphones on and find out. You'll get
super
into it.
Super duper. How do we get in this bad boy?
It's a John Deere 8430.
So just to give you a little idea of the size of it, the wheels, the front wheel is up to my nose. I'm 5'2", and the back wheel is way bigger than me. I can just about climb the steps. It is a beautiful, bright green, shiny green.
Turn the radio.
Oh, can we turn that off? Don't want to listen to that. We've got Susie radio. Oh, and the steering wheel is actually a fairly normal size, considering. So yeah, where's the accelerator? Oh, do you mind? Steering wheel's come down.
There you go.
I'm locked in. Right, which, how do I do this?
So, what we need is...
Yep, gear.
This here.
Right.
All right.
And the gear goes into F, which I presume is for forward. Oh, watch your step, Neil.
Look, ooh, where are you going?
Is there an accelerator? Or which is the brake?
One down there.
And which is the brake?
This is the brake there.
This is the brake?
Yeah.
Okay, so... Wow, this is incredible. I am driving a John Deere tractor. I am steering. I am using the accelerator. There's something beeping at me.
Just remember,
Izzy. And I can feel my heart racing, Neil. This is so exciting.
It's great. I mean, just remember, you've got a huge plough on the back as well.
Oh, goodness. Hope I'm not digging up someone's field. You see, I've got a 4x4 at home, and you feel quite sort of raised above the ground in a 4x4, but this is something altogether different. This must be, you can just see what a great view you have from this elevated position. It's wonderful. And it's actually a really smooth ride. I was expecting it to be really bumpy, but it's
Well, of course, across in the fields, out on the farm, the fields will be very rough. So we don't want the farmer thrown out of his seat. So these are built with cab suspension, seat suspension, every suspension in every area, really, to keep you going across all farm fields.
I am barely feeling this in my bottom, so to speak.
I just noticed the expression there, suspension in every area.
Yeah, it is so incredibly smooth. I was expecting to be bounced all over the place. Sorry, Neil, I'm actually heading for you right now. This isn't anything personal. There's just the only gap I can get through.
this tractor would be about 350 horsepower, which is 350 horses you're driving all in one go.
350 horsepower, yeah. And dare I ask, how much to buy would this cost?
You'd be looking somewhere in the region of about £300,000 just for this machine.
So what engine is 350 horsepower? Excuse my ignorance.
So no, it would be 350 horses. So each horsepower is equivalent to a horse. Okay. So that's how tractors are governed. They're not like a car where it's 2.5 diesel. I mean, you imagine your car would be doing somewhere around 40 miles to the gallon. Maybe this would do possibly when it's out in a field only about 2 miles to the gallon, if that, or maybe only one. These would drink a huge amount of diesel. They are very expensive pieces of kit. But, you know, what else would you have for the job?
And how long would one of these last a farmer?
It depends entirely how hard it's worked, but on an average farm, they would change these sort of maybe every 3 years or so. Every 3 years you could have a new machine because it's just work day in, day out. I mean, it does it's equivalent to 200,000 miles in about 3 years.
I'm going to put my foot down a little bit on the accelerator. Don't get upset, Luke, but how fast do these babies go?
All very fast. Some of these will go up to about 30 miles an hour on the road, and as you've discovered, they're a big machine to drive, so you wouldn't want me to go much faster than that.
No, I don't want to be ploughing into the Young Farmers Club tent. It's put up so beautifully. Well, this really has been an absolute honour and a treat. Thank you so much, Neil. This has been a very pleasurable surprise today, and I'm going to actually take this little baby round a few more times and just enjoy the ride.
Well, I'll let you do that. I'm going to play some Ed Sheeran and Galway Girl. And we'll catch up with you in a few moments' time when we have the local info. Ed Sheeran and Galway Girl. Izzy?
Wow, thank you so much. I can tick that off my bucket list. I have always wanted to drive a tractor. And do you know what surprised me the most? Was really how smooth they are.
They are amazing, aren't they?
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I expected it to be a real rough ride, but it was absolutely wonderful. I am buzzing. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed that.
You're welcome. I've got to say a quick good morning to Nigel Wilson and Esther Hawkins, who have liked the photographs now on Facebook. Everything we're doing today is up on Facebook. We are posting at the moment the video of Izzy Brooks driving her tractor, her first tractor driving lesson.
Fantastic. Yeah, you'll see me out on the field soon, coming to a field near you.
Fair enough. Let's do this. The cause, summer sunshine, and we are blessed here at the Cowpie Showground. It's wonderful, isn't it?
It is actually really warm out there. I'm in my short-sleeved, and I can really feel the sun on my skin. It's lovely.
Hey, Izzy, last night I was invited off to go and watch a pre-performance run of the Wall of Death last night. Oh yeah, it was spectacular. You seen the promo on TV for BBC One?
Yeah, with the spinning thing.
That's it. They run round and round on their motorbikes. Well, guess what? One of the young lady organisers from the showground here, one of the young farmers, volunteered to have a go.
No way.
Oh yes, this is what happened. So this is Belinda, and she got on her motorcycle with one of the other riders, and they did a double around the Wall of Death, which is vertical. Whoa.
Did she actually ride a motorbike? Is she on the back of someone?
Yeah, she's on the front of someone, sitting in front of the rider.
No!
Oh yeah.
Did she have a death wish?
That's why they call it the Wall of Death. So that's what happened last night, and I caught up with Belinda and Ken Fox, who's the owner of the Wall of Death, after the show.
Belinda, we've just seen you going around the Wall of Death for the very first time. You're a very brave volunteer. Tell us all about it.
It's incredible. I was actually lucky enough to do it last year, where Ken kindly took me up himself, and I was a lot more nervous last year because I didn't know what to expect. So this time I knew that I'd be okay, and I just trust that these guys know what they're doing, and it was just good fun. Really nice experience. So,
yeah. Well, your face was an absolute picture going around.
It's just good fun. I love anything that's a bit of a thrill, so yeah, it was amazing.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Now, Ken Fox, you're in charge of the Wall of Death World Tour. This is a very famous Wall of Death, having featured as part of the BBC One promotion.
That's it. We did the Ident. That was the longest running Ident the BBC had ever had. It was a 3-year contract and it lasted 7. So I'm very pleased with that. I tell people who's on TV more often than the Queen.
Tell us about the Wall of Death. How did it come to come into your control, as it were?
The Wall of Death started in England in 1928, and my family started in 1931. So we've been doing it since 1931. My parents, my grandparents, myself, and my children. So 4 generations.
What made you get into the Wall of Death? I mean, it's an interesting... It's not like a normal attraction you would see at a fairground, but showmen do all sorts of things.
Well, like I say, it's what my parents did and my grandparents did. And we've been at it such a long time, it's just a natural progression to go into. Although you've got the opportunity to do other things, when you enjoy doing what you do, you just carry on doing it.
And the machines you use, are they specially tuned for the job?
We've used Indian Scouts from the 1920s, and we use modern Honda machines. They're not specially tuned, but they are adapted. They've got no suspension on them. We take all the suspension off them. We pump the tyres up real hard. And that's all we do to them.
And just tell us about the wall, because obviously it is wooden. What's the diameter?
This wall is 30 feet in diameter. Well, I've actually got 2 walls there. So this one's 30 feet and the other one's 32 feet in diameter. And they're both 18 feet high.
That's something else. And what's the technique you need to use to get up the wall? Because it is a little bit of throttle control, isn't it?
Go fast and turn left.
That's what I like to hear. Ken Fox, thank you very much.
My pleasure. I hope you get a lot of people here this tomorrow, because it's a really cracking show. The Cowpie Show is a real cracking show. Make sure they come.
I'll tell you what, Izzy, Ken was absolutely fantastic to talk to. Lovely gent.
I think it's incredible that she went on the front of a motorbike to do that as well. I mean, I am brave, but she said, you know, I just trusted the riders. But she's putting her life in their hands. That is really brave.
It is amazing. It's amazing to watch. And I'll put some video up on the Suzy Radio Facebook page. Brilliant. Of that ride in a minute. You'll see she's sitting basically across the tank.
Wow.
At the front of the motorcycle, where the tank would be. And it's just totally amazing. Now, we've got some good stuff coming up. We're going to be talking to Surrey 4x4 response team during the next hour.
Brilliant. They do such a good job, don't they?
And hopefully we're going to be finding out about Millennium Station. Stadium. Millennium.
It's all about the animals today.
So, what a show we got for you this morning. It's a special breakfast show live from the Cowpie Country Show. It's Neil Monday and Izzy Brooks. You've been having fun driving tractors, haven't you?
Oh, it's been fab. It's great here. Come to Cowpie, everyone.
Come to Cowpie. You love it. It's a real country show. That's what we like.
And you don't have to be a farmer to be coming here.
No. There's lots of things on sale as well. Many, many trade stands. I can see leather goods over that side. There's sheepskins.
Coffee.
There's coffees. There's burgers and all the rest of that. There is also clothing shops, there is gift shops, there is
I had an amazing
food
chocolate pancake last year as well.
Yeah, there's arts and crafts at the top.
Not that I'm into food and coffee or anything. Did I say coffee?
Yeah, you did. Lots of times.
Oh. Do you want a coffee?
I would love one, thank you. And I'll tell you what, they've got classic cars, tractors, historic vehicles.
Hay bales.
Hay bales, plenty of hay bales.
Tractors,
gutting dogs,
sheep, cows. Oh, the sheep show, is that here this year?
Oh, yeah, Susie the Sheep is here for you.
Yeah, oh, I've got to go and say hello.
Absolutely. So off you go then, off you go.
See ya.
Bye.
We arrived and everybody was setting up all the tents, and it doesn't open till 10, but we've got a few early birds here who've come all the way from Worthing, Barry and Mick. So yes. When you set off, it was pouring with rain, and now look at it, glorious.
Yeah, the sky turned blue, lovely.
How long did it take you to get here?
3/4 of an hour.
Oh, so a pretty smooth run, running up in the rain. And why are you here? Why do you come to Cowpie?
Because we like the show.
What is it that you like about
the
show?
We like the show. Anything to do with the country, we like.
So are you going to spend the day here today?
Oh, yeah. Hopefully, yeah.
Have a good old wander around, nose at all the stalls. What are you looking for? Anything in particular?
Nothing in particular, no. Might put Dolly in for the terrier racing.
Oh, there's a little bit of dog racing. You've got a couple of dogs with you today. That's another great thing about this show.
She likes things.
She doesn't. I know, doesn't she? Oh, most dogs do, don't they? Yeah, that's the great thing. You can bring your animals here today as well, can't you? And, if you've got a dog, bring it along. You know, I'm not sure you could take your horse down here, but there's loads to do. Are you going to be going on the bouncy trampoline, do you think?
No, I don't think so, no.
What about the live motorbike racing?
No, none of that, no. We're not that adventurous. It'd
be great fun to... Great fun to watch though, wouldn't it? Okay, thank you. Enjoy yourselves. We've got another couple of guys and ladies here. Hello, what have we got? RFC ladies, where are you from?
Crawley, we're doing the sumo wrestling.
Sumo wrestling? This is new, isn't it? Fabulous, ladies doing sumo wrestling. Neil, I bet he'll be wanting to watch that. So tell me a little bit more.
Where do I sign up?
We're raising money for a hospice in Eastbourne and for St Francis Rugby Club. We're doing sumo wrestling, so everyone needs to get involved.
Do I have a special suit to put on?
Yes, there's the big inflatable suits.
Will they be washing up liquid?
Oh, maybe not, but
Steady on. You
can bring your own.
Steady on.
Brilliant. Oh, I did not know about the sumo wrestling. There you go. I might pop over here. We've got Levita. Hello, it's the ice cream van man. Do I get free ice cream?
Come to us in a little while. My love will sort you out. Piccadilly whip.
Oh, a Piccadilly whip. Ooh, suits you, sir. So why are you here at Cowpie today?
Serve ice cream to everyone. Hopefully it's going to be a nice hot day. We're going to be here all day. We've got a few vans here. Keep a lookout for us, blue and white. Blue and cream, sorry. And yeah, we're going to be just serving ice cream.
Lovely. Love a good ice cream with a bit of sumo wrestling, Neil. There you go.
Mine's a 99 with a flake if you're ordering.
Super dupes. What more do you need?
Thank you very much, Izzy. And joining me in the studio now, our outside broadcast unit, I'm joined by Jeff Nichols, who introduces himself as the Grass Shark Hunter from the Millennium Stadium. Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, yes.
How's things? Is it all set up now?
Oh, yeah, we're all set up, ready to go, yes. Looking forward to a good day.
Now, tell us what you're actually doing, because it's a bit of a comedy show, isn't it?
It is. I call myself the Grass Shark Hunter. I'm actually a mole catcher. That's what I do. But if in the village where I come from, if I say I'm the mole catcher, they'll say, you're the bad man in the village. If I say I'm a Grass Shark Hunter, I haven't got a clue what I do. So that's why I go down that line.
Now, what's your show involve?
It is comedy. It's a light-hearted look at man's plight to battle with the humble mole, basically. It's, a lot of people try a lot of things to get rid of their moles. They don't always work. So we just add a bit of comedy to it, some props and some music, and enlighten people into the world beneath their feet.
I'll tell you what, props. You have set up the Millennium Stadium there, because it's gazebos. They're decorated in flowers. It's nicely laid out bench seats. You've got sound system as well, just to catch a mole.
Well, we have a few more surprises that haven't come out yet. They'll Ooh. Be out. They'll be out on Showtimes.
I can't wait. I should be over for Showtime. What time's the show today?
We're going to do 11:30, 1 o'clock and 3:30.
And it's free admission as well?
Free admission, yeah. It's all come to the day and enjoy the
show. That's free admission to the Millennium Stadium, yeah. Which is part of the Cowboy Show. So you have to pay to go in the Cowboy Show, but then that's a free attraction on the side. Thank you, Jeff Nichols, for joining us this morning on Susie Radio.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Lovely. That's Jeff as he heads back off to rehearse his lines, get his moles in order. And sort himself out. Well, what is happening out here today? We have lots of things going on, so do stay with us here on Susie Radio. We go off air at 10 o'clock, but you can catch us online. In a few moments, we're going to be talking to Joe Sardo from Surrey 4x4 Response. It's Susie Radio 103.4 live at the Cowpie Country Show. And I'm joined in our outside broadcast unit now by one of the many response teams that work around supporting the emergency services. It's Surrey 4x4 Response. Joe Sardo, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Nice to see you again, mate.
It is a wonderful time. Welcome to our outside broadcast unit. And tell us a little bit about Surrey 4x4 Response, because you're out there when the emergency services sometimes just can't quite cope and they need that little extra support.
Well, we're a charity made up of volunteers who own 4x4s, and we're there to assist the emergency services in times of adverse weather, to help them to get to locations where their vehicles can't get to, basically. Some of the work we do or have done in the past has been life-saving. Some of it has been quite funny, pulling cars out of a festival. So if it were to rain today, we might get called on to help pull some of the cars out of the field. Who knows?
It's going to be dry. Honestly, it's going to be dry.
Okay.
Preempt that one just a little bit. But now I know you in the past, you've been involved with major flood incidences. I quote Chertsey.
That's right. The last major big one that we had was the floods in 2013, I think it was. And we covered the area from Chertsey to Staines, where the flood levels reached, in some places, 4.5 feet. It was disastrous. It was horrible to see how much damage it had done. But it was very, very good to see what I called a cup of human kindness, where everybody chips in to help each other. And some of the work we did there was life-saving, so much so that we actually received awards for that as well, which is very nice to get a recognition and a pat on the back.
That some of you actually got to meet the Prime Minister at the time, David Cameron.
Yes, we got invited up to Downing Street, and which was quite funny, because as he came round to meet everybody, he was addressed as "All right, Dave," which didn't go too well with his entourage. But hey, you know, he's a guy just like everybody else.
Morning, Dave.
All right, Dave.
And you're not only just helping those, but you also can call out and respond to incidences as you see them on the roads, particularly during the winter months.
Yeah, so basically, we're all volunteers. We all are quite prepared that, you know, as we do what we do in our daily lives, you come across somebody who needs help, we'll quite happily stop and help. Some of the work we do is more structured and organised. We may get called on by the emergency services, we may get called on by councils and other organisations. Sometimes it's to do with palliative care, social bits and pieces, things in the community, and sometimes it's more drastic emergencies that we get called to. There was one where a farmer had turned a tractor over in a field, and emergency services couldn't get to them, and helicopter couldn't get to him, and so we could. So it's great to be able to deliver emergency services on scene somewhere like that, and help people.
And of course, you don't just go into it blind with no knowledge whatsoever. You're all very much experienced 4x4 drivers, and you get training on top of that.
We pay a lot of attention to what we do. We try and cross and tick many boxes, in particular bringing ourselves up to speed with best practices. So first aid, driving skills, search and rescue skills, recovery skills, or swift water skills. We really do try and cover a lot of bases, and we're very professional at what we do.
Now, you're here exhibiting today. You've got your trailer unit, your exhibition unit and control centre with you as well. And whereabouts on the showground can people find you?
Right, okay, well, you can't miss us. Just look for something orange and big with flags, and then next to it you'll find a fantastic man toy. We've got a Unimog here today, so bring the kids down so they can crawl all over the Unimog. It's a great man toy, so if you're a man and you like your toys, come and see the Unimog. There are other 4x4s there, and of course we rely on donations, so come and give us your money, please.
Excellent. Joe Sardo from Surrey 4x4 Response Team, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Neil. Good to see you, mate.
But people are arriving already. Now, Izzy, you're out and about in the Young Farmer Club's marquee.
Yes, I certainly am, Neil. And you know what? It's easy to forget, but the Cowpie Show is organised by the Surrey Young Farmers for Surrey Young Farmers, and it's run entirely by volunteers with all profits used to support the members. Aged between about 10 and 26 years, I'm with Luke Smith, who's the head of the Surrey Young Farmers in the tent. Do you have to be a farmer to be part of this?
No, definitely not. Never have to be. You can come from any sort of background. We've got people from all sorts of backgrounds here today. You'll have people who just have no interest in farming, probably may have never even touched an animal before they've come to Young Farmers before. We do try and encourage the countryside and rural affairs in Young Farmers, but also it's not just about that. You know, every week clubs do different things. They'll go do anything from bowling, ice skating to farm visits and all sorts of stuff, really. So yes, no, definitely not.
So not to compare you to anyone else, but everyone likes a comparison. Is it a little bit like joining, say, scouts or guides or something like that? You know, lots of activities, lots of outdoor thingsies.
Yes, very much so. I mean, as I said, everybody's different, and we hopefully are unique in the fact that we do have a regime in which clubs meet every week. I mean, we have six clubs across Surrey currently, which are Cranley, Bear Green, Dorking, Brockham, Reigate and Chobham, and they all meet once a week as a regiment on their same days every week. So some will meet a Wednesday, some Thursday and some Friday, generally 7:30 till 9, and they, you know, so yes, we do have a regimented programme, but it's not quite as strict as scouts. There's no uniforms or anything like that. Everybody just comes along in whatever they like and just has fun. You know, they meet new people, new friends. It's a good event for them to do once a week.
And here at the Cowpie Country Show today, I'm inside your tent, and we've got some amazing cakes that some of the children have designed and some fantastic different hats. What are you doing here today?
Today it's a mark of them all doing their competition to compete once together. As I said earlier, there's six clubs across Surrey, and today all six clubs can come together and they compete with each other, and they all have very, very high competitive spirit, let me tell you. I mean, later on you'll see in the main ring, if you come along, you'll see them out there competing against one another, and today it's all about points and about becoming first. You know, all for fun. There's no you know, thing. So if we walk round here, we've got young farmers making hats.
This is super. I just need to describe this hat to you. It's a top hat that's been made out of playing cards, and it's about sort of maybe a quarter of a metre high, with amazingly bright red and black feathers and bows and lots of playing cards stuck all over it. It's incredible. And there's a cake over there which I really want to sink my teeth into, but I think I might get told off. And it's a globe, and it's so beautifully and intricately designed. Some great things in the Surrey Young Farmers tent, and these are all part of the competition. Who's going to judge this? Is it you? I feel sorry for the person.
No, we have lots of different judges coming along. I have drafted in all my family to help, my parents and my grandmother, who's come from Wiltshire for the day to come down and judge for us. So there will be people here here, all sorts of people from young farmers, management teams. And the other thing you've got to remember is a lot of these competitions will be done by older people too, because the parents of the members and leaders and helpers that help run these clubs every week, known as advisory in young farmers, will also make their own competitions, have their own adult competitions here today. So everybody joins together and it's a bit of fun for everyone. So yes, no, and everybody will do a different competition. But I mean, you can see around you all these different competitions. You'd need so many judges to do them all.
One thing I really noticed in here is there's a fantastic community feel in this tent, and I think it's a great thing to get children into. A great community, sounds like they have fantastic fun, and if you're coming down to the Cowpie Show and you're interested in the Surrey Young Farmers, do come and visit their tent. There's lots going on, Neil.
Thank you very much, Izzy. And I'm actually joined now in the outside broadcast unit. You're gonna love this, because I have located Jonathan Marshall from Free Spirits Falconry and Horse Display. It's absolutely amazing. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well. How are you?
You've made it.
Yeah, finally, we made it. Feeling slightly tired, but we're going to have a brilliant day, and I'm very much looking forward to a good show.
What's involved in your show? Because we know you've got falconry, you know you've got horses, but what happens in between?
Okay.
Give us a few spoilers.
I will do, yeah. My show has developed and evolved on its own over the years. Originally, I had horses before I had falcons, but I started off in 1986, believe it or not, doing professional falconry shows. Then I involved the horses, and then as time went by, I guess as I've matured, I realised that actually falcons and horses generates a very special feeling amongst the crowd of people, and they tap into something that is much bigger than just a horse and a falcon working together. It's actually quite a spiritual experience. I have beautiful music, they dance together, and it's something unique. You'll never see it anywhere else. The horse and the falcon work in time to the music. The falcon flies right through the horse's legs at over 100 miles an hour. And I regularly have people bursting into tears at the end of it, telling me they've never seen anything so beautiful.
That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
One question that I raised with Izzy and my colleague a little earlier on was, do you use a lure on the horseback?
I do, yeah. But it's very subtle, because I'm a showman and I want the audience to think, gosh, how's he done that? So I've trained the birds to respond to, very, very sort of delicate hand movements. So what you see is the bird doing it and it looks like magic, but actually I'm cueing in the whole time.
So it's very choreographed as
yeah.
such.
Oh yeah, gosh, I mean, I practice and practice every day, regardless of whether we're at a show or not, you know?
Now, the technique of riding a horse and controlling the birds as well, very difficult.
Well, I was fortunate enough to work with one of the world's top rejoneadores, who's a very amazing Spanish rider he currently lives in northern Spain. He goes all around the world, and I worked for him and watched what he did. And I think it's the same in life for everybody. You meet somebody who inspires you and you try and emulate them, and that's what I've tried to do over the years, by having good mentors and people that I admire, and try and copy what they do and then perhaps build on it.
I think that's wise words for any format of life, really.
That's right, yeah.
You have to expand on it.
Yeah.
Izzy, if you want to come in here and have a chat to Jonathan as well, I know you're poised to ask a question.
Well, I just think it's incredible. How long have you been doing it, did you say?
I started keeping horses with me mum when I was a tiny little boy, and then I got involved with falcons when I was 8, but professionally, I left school in 1986. So that means I'm nearly 50, and
join the club.
Yeah, and I went straight into doing this sort of work. And it's funny, I never thought this is what I'm going to do for a job. Yeah. This is just my passion, and it's strange how it's like a light that's led me down a road. And I've done and been to some amazing places, met some amazing people. I worked with Michael Jackson. I've worked with the royal family.
Wow.
And people like that, and it's all because I do something very unique and unusual. Mm. I'm just a normal person, but I happen to be involved in something very special, and so I feel very, very lucky.
Well, it's more than just luck as well, because like Neil said, you know, a great life lesson. It's hard work and dedication, and it's a real inspiration, I think, for young people out there.
Yeah.
That if you put in the hard work and dedication, you really can truly follow your passion and do what you want to do in life. It's lovely.
Absolutely. And I'm from Liverpool originally. Now, if you'd have told me when I was a little lad that I would be doing what I do for a job, you know, I would never have believed it. But one thing what you've just said is absolutely right. I go to schools in the winter, in the off season, and I speak to kids who you know, don't know what they're going to do, like I didn't know what I was going to do when I was a kid. And I, very, very quickly, if we've got time, I'll kind of quickly tell you a 10-second story.
Go.
My careers officer, when I was a little boy, told me, Jonathan, forget it. You're dreaming. You're never going to be able to do horseback falconry. You need to get a job, get a proper career, get an education, cut your hair, and stop taking life so, you know. And that, he said, you want to be like me. Take an example from me. And I remember looking at this fella, who was a grey, boring man, who had no inspiration about him at all. I thought, the last thing I want to do is go around schools shattering kids' dreams.
Yeah.
I want to try and...
and you
excite
know,
people.
Not a lot of people would have just gone away and done what they wanted to do. A lot of people would have listened to this older person and gone, oh, maybe they're right. Maybe yeah. I should just get my hair cut and go and do a boring job. So well done you, and it's inspiring that you've done it. And it's brilliant for people to listen to that story and hopefully take inspiration from that and think, actually, no, I can follow my dreams.
I can
follow my passion. Good for you. Yeah. Can't wait to see you. I'm really looking forward to it.
Great. It's a fantastic display. Looking forward to seeing it myself this afternoon. Looking forward to being part of it, really.
Yeah, of course.
I also want to be really part of it. So it may be a bit surprising there for me later on, I don't know.
Neil on a horseback? Oh, please, I would love to see that.
Bately, I was challenged by Bruce Montgomery, our normal breakfast presenter at the weekends the other week, to go and ride a horse at the South Eastern Shire Horse Association's show.
Oh.
And we were live on the air, and he didn't say what type of horse.
Oh,
so I found a hobby horse.
A Shetland. Oh,
a hobby horse.
Hobby.
No, they're the safe
rocky
ones.
A rocky
you
horse.
Can trust them.
Let's get him on a rearing, you know, 17-hand stallion.
The one I've got here is the Lloyd's Bank horse, the black stallion from Lloyd's. So you can get on him if you like. He's a famous horse.
Coming over to visit him sounds gorgeous.
I would love to. I'm not a horse rider, so you'd have to sort of teach me and coach me on it, but I'd love to have a quick go.
Let's get him on.
Thank you very much. Jonathan Marshall from Free Spirits, the falconry and horse display. It's going to be taking place a little later on today. Izzy, that's fabulous, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. I'm thoroughly inspired. I'm going to go over and meet this black stallion as well in a minute, I have to say.
Wonderful. Now, I'm joined in the outside broadcast unit with Izzy Brooks here by Brandon Bailey, who's one of the best kart two-wheel drivers in the UK. He's going to be performing two-wheel driving whilst attempting to multitask and tackle a few other challenges at the same time, I hear. Tell us more about this, Brandon. I'm really confused.
Well, in the arena here, we've got a ramp and we've got an old Suzuki SJ413, which is from the 90s. And what I attempt to
do... It's not my old one, is it?
Could be. Yeah, no, we've had it for a few years. I'm going to attempt, even though the grass is quite wet, chuck this up on two wheels, or side skid, as they call it in America, and two-wheel drive around the arena whilst waving to the crowd. And there'll be an appearance by Peppa Pig inside the Jeep.
Peppa Pig?
Kid, she last time she didn't keep her seatbelt on, she fell out. But she was fine, absolutely fine.
Poor Peppa Pig.
So make sure we wear seatbelts, yes.
Hang on.
What time is that?
I think it's around... 12-ish.
Yeah, because my kids would love that. They're massive Peppa fans.
So it's what were the specialist vehicles you're talking about here? You got motorcycles and quad bikes as well.
Yeah, so we've got a team at the moment. They're setting up over in the pits area for the fire, which will be performed by one of our riders. And we've got bikes, and we've got jumps by our youngest rider, who's 14 years old.
Wow.
And he started very young. He started when I was about 5 years old.
That's amazing.
Yeah, don't introduce it to my son, please. I don't want to.
he mentioned fire. I'm getting hungry. I'm going to get the marshmallows out and a very long stick.
Fabulous. You mentioned multitasking. So is the multitasking the driving and the waving? Because being a woman, I spend my life multitasking. Are you going to be blow drying someone's hair at the same time?
No, well, I'm actually going to be talking, doing the commentary at the same time, which is incredibly hard to do without messing up, with talking to the crowd, and also without saying any rude words, which we don't do, and I've never done so far, touch wood. So to me, that's multitask. My wife might say differently.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, you can't ride a motorcycle and do the washing up, I know.
Yeah.
You tried it, have you, Neil?
Yeah, I might try that, actually. I might find a plate and
there's
try and do that.
There's
the same
there's
point.
One.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to get our own back on these women,
exactly.
You see. I mean, they're all getting voted into the top jobs now and leaving us boys behind.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, I think we know a little bit about trying to talk and do action things at the same time. I was just driving a tractor and trying to talk, which isn't quite in your league and your level and your speed, but it was quite tricky. So good luck with that this afternoon.
Thank you
very much. Definitely one of the main and the new attractions that's going to be here this year at the Cow and Pie Show, and we're really looking forward to it.
Do you want to go on the back of a motorcycle?
No, it's your turn. Come on,
turn.
Your turn. He's on the back of the horse and the motorcycle. I've driven a tractor today. What more do you want?
Fair enough. Brandon Bailey, from the Stunt Riders. Thank you very much for joining us on CC Radio.
Much.
Good luck with the show this afternoon.
I look forward to it.
And stay safe out there, because that's the important part of any show, staying safe.
Strap Pepper in, please.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. Mustn't let Pepper Pig fall out again. Izzy, it's going to be a fantastic show. You're going to stay around today as well, aren't you?
Yeah, the husband and the kids are coming down shortly. I'm really looking forward to enjoying the event today. It's been a brilliant morning with you, as always, Neil. So much happening here today. You know, so many stores, so many eateries, so many events.
It's been wonderful, hasn't it?
What are you most looking forward to seeing?
Oh, I'm looking forward to see the falconry on the horseback. I think that's going to be one of the highlights of the day.
Yeah, me too. I have to say, I don't want to copy you, but me too. It sounds amazing.
It does. It really does. Looking forward to it. It's a whole day. It's the Cowplay Country Show. It's at the Blue Anchor Showground, Blindley Heath. Come and join us. That's it from us.
Yes, a brilliant family day out. Do come down, everybody. Bring the family, bring the kids, bring the dogs. It's going to be a great event. Beautiful day.
And I've got to say a huge thank you to Jude, our engineer, back in the studio as well. Done a great job there.
Thank you. Thank you, Neil.
Have a great day. Hopefully see you at Cowpie. Bye for now.
Live from Merstham at SusieRadio.com and 103.4 FM, this is Susie Radio.